Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dead Set Legends. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, temperature of 18 or 19, so very, very good. There's a significant day yesterday for our state. Zero active cases of corona, and of course the AFL has announced that footy is back on June 11. And it's a very good morning to Andrew Jarman.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Saturday morning. I had to focus on where I was at that intro.
Excuse me. Well, what is going on?
I'm mentally and physically fatigued with all the AFL news this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What, you're over it?
I'm overloaded with information, and I don't know where to start, Gregory. I don't know where to start.
Well, it's got to you. Good to see you. It's got to you, hasn't it? Because before you get to me, I'm wearing my golf gear, and I know
you're golfing today.
I know that golf's a little bit of a different sort of fashion, so I know you'd say...
You look nice.
Like, I'd say... Well, you'd tell me I look like a flog, which is fair enough.
Well,
That's fine.
I didn't this morning because you shouted coffee for the first time in 5 years since I've known you.
Well, how many have you shouted in the 3 years that I've been? How many? Tell
and
the family.
Breakfast. Have I shouted you coffee and food?
Yeah,
Sean, no, great
yeah,
movie.
Yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, have you? Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
So I'm talking about me.
It's you. I have an issue with you.
Well, I've got
Where's
an issue.
Burn?
I've got a Burn's doing his own thing, but I've got an issue with you. What the hell are you wearing?
Well, I got my dressing gown
on. You got a dressing gown. You're in public.
And I got my Lululemon T-shirt on.
Right.
And I got my bottoms on.
Okay, you should point out your dressing gown, though. It's not an ordinary dressing gown.
It's my dressing gown. Isn't that the one? I'm relaxed.
It's cut off.
It's a three-quarter.
Did you call me homeless before? Was that you? Someone called me hobo or something?
Hobo, I think. Yeah.
Anyway. That's generous.
I'm ready to go for the next two and a half hours.
We've got some great guests coming on, Jars. Right, we've got Adam Kelly. So he would be a very, very busy man.
Well, he is.
Football boss for the Crows. Tommy Rockliffe is going to join us in the first hour.
Yes.
So
saw him training yesterday down at Henley
Oval.
Well,
let's touch on that a little bit later. Well, you saw the boys down there. Usain Bolt's doing your 100-meter sprints.
Doing some training down there. And Jay Clark will join us, will he?
Jay Clark's coming on as well.
What else you got?
Bit of an update from...
This is your show. What else you got?
Well, we've got Bernie's Beef.
Yeah, it's a good one this week.
So there's
he's off the long run.
Is he? We're getting the censored version or the uncensored?
How come there's not Q&A questions in there?
Because Bernie's not on.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot to do them anyway.
So we've got his coin flip league round nine at home with the legends and something that I want to talk to you about, Jars, after the break. Yep. This season, we know it's starting June 11.
Yep.
What does everyone think about it, though? Is everyone over it? Can we just can it?
What?
Can it? Get on with it next season.
Stuffed. Right, you want to can the competitions?
No, I'm a realist. I know it's happening, but I think everyone's over it, Jars.
You want to be good? What are you going to say next?
Can we just explain what Jars is doing? So
I'm doing yoga.
He's in a
eating breakfast.
He's in a three-quarter dressing gown that's been roughly cut off. He's wearing no deodorant today.
Oh, no.
And now he's doing yoga on the floor of the studio.
Disgrace.
Fortunately, we're recording it at the moment.
No, we're not.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. Pick up and drop off vehicle service now available. We're looking at Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett this morning on Triple M.
Now, Jars, Gil McLachlan, of course, yesterday announcing that AFL is back. Yeah. June 11, Thursday night game to kick off the round.
Richmond v Collingwood.
Yep.
Now, MCG. Yes, Greg.
Now, I'm a realist, right? So
yes, you are.
It's happening, but the overwhelming sense I'm getting from the public, and unlike you, Jars, I'm amongst the public. You know, I don't sort of like section my way off down there at Henley Beach, and you know, like overlooking the water. Yes. I'm out and about.
Yeah, and, you're like a politician.
Well, I'm just mingling.
Yeah,
I'm mingling. I'm not
kissing
you know,
babies,
better than
shaking
everyone else,
hands,
you know,
embracing women. Love
but it.
It
sort of rung it. Rang home to me yesterday. Right. The postie, we got the best postie
so
ever. Manny is a legend.
Right.
Best postie in Adelaide.
This is where you're
great
getting
guy.
Information from your
no,
postie.
Well, I'm just saying anyway. Right, I said, so Manny, the AFL is back. It's been announced. June 11. How good is that? And you know what? my post, he said, Manny. He goes, nah, over it. Don't, just wipe the season. Let's start again in 2021 and just, I'm over it. I'm completely over it. So I'm a realist, as I said, because the money that's involved in the great game of AFL is that it's happening. So it has to happen. I get that. But what I'm sensing is that people are just over it, Jars. And then now we're going up to
when
the
you say
Gold
over
Coast.
It, yeah, over, are they writing off the season? It's is that what you're saying?
It's a compromise season,
it is.
Isn't it?
I agree with that.
It's a compromise season. And
it is, yep.
And whoever ends up winning it, I mean, it could turn out to be a great season. Let's hope it does. But no crowds. We know that. So the atmosphere is
going to
be...
So you're saying that the club that wins the Premiership Cup will have an asterisk next
year? Yeah, I think so. If you ask the players, and the players are brilliant, they will play their hearts out, no doubt about it. And they've, you know, as a professional sportsman, you go out there, do your job, and you try your guts out. So no problems with that. But I've got no doubt in 3 or 4 years' time, they will look back and go, you know what? The 2020 season, yeah. I mean, it was a strange old season. Yep. And yeah, it was a weird one. But what about everything else that goes with it, though, Jars? You know, like the Brownlow Medal. How does that work? Are they going to have a Brownlow?
Yes, they are.
They're going to have a Brownlow.
Everything stays. Clubs
so
will have
17
their
home and away. Yep. So everything's changed.
Yep. I know where you're coming from.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, look, I think it's already a compromised competition. 17 rounds. These boys are conditioned to play 22 rounds. You look at the Sandford competition when that restarts. That's going to be a 14-round competition, right? Compromised already. You look at grassroots local football. They're going to have 9 rounds. That's already a compromise. You're compromising the integrity of your competition. So there are big decisions coming in the next couple of weeks. You make some valid points there, and you're right. I wrote something down here. If, say, Richmond Football Club win the premiership once again, is it a pretend premiership cup or premiership year? Pretend? Is that too harsh?
Well, they'll be premiers.
So there are things
it'll feel like it's tarnished.
So you're saying don't
I
have
think.
The Brownlow medal this year?
Well, I suppose it's the same for everyone, but we don't know. It's not guaranteed 17 games either, is it? I mean, there's
not at all. If it flares up in 6 weeks' time, they'll have to shut the competition down again. But, so then you're right. Yeah, it is. You shut it down completely. So your post,
He's complete. Okay. And he loves his AFL, as I do as well. So I'd love to hear from our listeners, 133-53. Yeah. Are we really excited that footy's back June 11, or is everyone just you know what, I'm over it. Let's just reboot.
I've written a year off.
Let's get it on in 2021.
So you've written a year off already, from your point of view.
It's weird. It's weird. Okay. It's very weird. But I'm going to enjoy seeing some live football, but no crowds.
Okay, I'm going to enjoy talking to Tommy Rockcliffe about this.
Yeah, me too.
All right, because he's the one that's going to lead the charge.
Yep.
And and if you see what these boys are doing, training and making sacrifices and putting their heart and soul into it, I don't think he'd appreciate what you've said.
Well, as I said, from a professional player, I know that they'll just tear in and play their hearts out, but it's a strange old season.
I like it, Gregory.
2020 AFL season. How do you feel? Are you like Bluey? You don't care? You're over it? Well, Bluey's postman, at least. Are you excited? Are you just a little indifferent? 133-53. Give us a call right now, Dead Set Legends. We've got Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett, and Andrew Jarman.
Well, we haven't got Bernie Vince.
Well, not a lot, but we still have to name him. For CMI Toyota, Tom Rockliffe is coming up soon. We might even have Bernie Vince on the way as well with Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett. Dead Set Legends this morning for CMI Toyota. Book a test drive at your home or your workplace today.
Now, we're taking calls, of course, Jars, on whether the AFL season is just... We know that we're living in a strange time.
Yeah. You're saying it's a compromised competition.
I'm getting the sense from the public that they're just, people are
but
over
what's
it.
Your so thoughts on it?
My thoughts, well, the AFL season has to happen. We know that because we've talked about people's livelihoods the amount of money in the game. So it has to happen.
Okay.
But from a pure supporter's point of view, are they just completely over it and just go, you know what, wipe the AFL season and just bring it back as normal in 2021?
133-53 is our number. Toby from Pete. G'day, Tobe.
How are you, boys?
Good, mate. What's your take on it?
I'm just sick of the AFL, to be honest. Yep. They're carrying on like kids that have had their toys taken away from them, to be honest. So, I don't know. I just think that everyone else has got to abide by the rules and whatever. So, you know, they think they're above everyone. And I think everyone's getting sick of it, to be honest. So, yeah, it's hard work. So.
Now, you're president of a country club?
I am, that's right. Yeah.
So, will your competition go ahead?
My gut feeling is it won't. We'll make a decision in the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
It's just too much work for our volunteers. Yeah. I understand what the SANFL are doing with all their rules and regs and whatever, but you know, I sat through a meeting on Thursday night, and what they're asking us to do is just, you know, it's going above and beyond for, you know, at the end of the day, footy, it's more than footy out here.
Yeah.
It's a community thing, and if everyone's got to do this, do that, it just takes all the fun out of it. And I just don't want to ask that of all my volunteers. They already do enough, and for what we want them to do, it's just, I don't know. And I mean, I'm really fearful that there's some, like, we've got some neighbouring leagues, and I'm fearful that we don't play and then they do, and then we're going to have kids. It's, you know, the kids are the ones that are missing out, like. And they're going to go to another league to play footy. And then, you know, history shows they go somewhere else. It's hard to get them back.
Yeah,
and we all need, and, you know, and when a kid goes, they take, you know, they take mum and dad who work on the canteen. Yeah. And yeah, and it's a unique situation too. And we haven't really dipped their toes in the water with our volunteers. And, you know, everyone's handling this different. And I don't know if, Joe Blow wants to work on the canteen or the bar or the whatever. We just don't know. And the reality is, for country footy, if we can't have a crowd and normal behaviours on a Saturday, there's no way we can do it.
You can, yeah, yeah. Thanks, Tobes. Very passionate, mate. Yeah. Good work. Alex from McGill. G'day, mate.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good. What do you think, mate?
Okay. Yeah, well, I reckon it's a load of absolute crap what you boys are saying. I'm a Richmond man, just make that note straight off the bat, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what about the Richmond supporters, GWS, Collingwood supporters, West Coast? These blokes are in the window to win a premiership, okay? Don't worry about this compromised garbage that you blokes are saying. 17 games is perfect. That means you play each team once, right? The premiership is there to be won. Crow supporters, I'm sorry, you're out of the window.
How do you know they're out of the window? How do you know they're out of the window? What about Port Adelaide? You didn't mention Port Adelaide. Alex, you didn't mention Port Adelaide. They're in the window.
Port Adelaide are in the window.
Mate, there's 18 teams that are in the window.
Jars, listen, mate, the Crows, they're gone, mate.
No, they're not.
You'd be lucky to win. Yeah, you win a wooden spoon. How's that, Jars?
Oh, Alex, all right. You've quoted that, mate. I'll come back to you end of the year. honestly, typical Richmond supporter. Hey,
and this is funny. The next caller we've got is actually Alex from Richmond.
Oh, so g'day, Alex.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Alex.
Jars, well, whatever happens with AFL, I reckon don't let it go ahead because you're saying compromise. But the other guy was right. So everybody's on the level playing field. So you're playing at the same thing. So everybody's trained the same.
Yes,
everybody's
they are.
Had the same amount of. Whoa. So it's still, they either you either play it and you win it, or you cut the competition now. And what you do is it'll save the AFL a shitload of money because they don't have to pay all the fly in, fly out stuff. So Bluey's right. Cut it now, go again next year.
Yeah, they're not going to do that because, the television rights are massive, aren't they? They won't be what they've signed up for, but, you know, that money that's being injected into the game is why they're going to go.
Do you have a Brownlow medal? Or you do?
Well, I think you've got to. But it's, again, it's, I don't know.
Dags from Para Hills. G'day, mate.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Your take on it, Dags?
Yeah, my sort of take. I reckon, definitely cut it. They sort of seem like they're above everybody else. And, just get rid of it. And just, you know, they'll look back on this year and go, you know, we had to sort of give it away for a year, but it'll be forgotten after a while. But sort of I wanted to sort of talk about grassroots footy a little bit and how that's going to work.
Yeah.
You know, whichever group you're affiliated with, that affiliation's going to have to supply their footies for free, umpires for free. There's a lot of costs involved that are normally covered by
crowds.
People coming to watch the game, you know.
Yeah.
So if it's going to be a lockout, obviously you've got no canteen, you've got
no bar
takings or anything like that. So. I think for grassroots footies wise, I think it's going to have to be a year that they're going to have to forget about.
I think you're right, Dags. I think grassroots are going to take a bigger hit than the SANFL and the AFL programs, because I know of at least four associations, football associations in our state, that are very close to shutting down their season in the next week or two. All right, I know of four.
And is that because of the cost of getting it?
No crowds is killing your football club. You got to pay your utilities. You got to pay your umpires. It's all that. You know, in the country, they rely on gate takings. You know, if that's all gone, no crowds, might as well just get ready for 2021. And can I just say, Daniel Birch on the Twitter family, survival of the fittest is the strangest season ever. Well, this will be the hardest premiership to win. Bring it on. From Daniel Birch, so survival of the fittest.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I mean, some people, and there might be a lot of people, just cannot wait for this season to get started. But it is, I don't know, I'm hearing from a lot of people that it's just, you know, just can it start again in 2020?
Triple M family is backing you as well. Did a poll. How do you feel about the AFL season starting June 11? 33% on your side, your postman side.
Blue, yep. Wow.
Don't care, over it. 29% excited, 31% say meh, and 7% say that they're... urinated off.
Well, we're going to ask Tommy Rockcliffe. So ask him that same question and he'll tell you how he feels.
No, he wants to play footy.
But you want to shut it down.
He wants to play footy.
Yeah, but you want to shut it down because your postie told you he doesn't give a stuff about the competition this year.
I can't wait for your overnight scoreboard. Next.
Dead Set Legends this morning. Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett, Andrew Jarman. We're doing it for CMI Toyota. Buy your next dream car online with Order and Collect.
Yes, Triple M favourite on the phone now. He's a gun midfielder for the Port Adelaide Football Club. And it's a very good morning to Tommy Rockcliffe. Morning, Tom.
Bluey, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, off to the Gold Coast. There's worse places that you can be during the middle of winter.
Yeah, absolutely. No, a good location to end up at. Not ideal circumstances, but I'm happy that the season's going to get underway and get back into it.
So I know it's early days. It's only been a couple of days since it's been announced, but what any details that you've been given by the club?
No, not as yet. I think we'll start training in smaller groups on and then we'll start to build from there. And hopefully by, I think, next Sunday week, which is about May 25th, we'll fly up to the Gold Coast and then get underway from there.
Mate, it'd be great for the family to go up. Obviously, the AFL have signed off on that, young Tommy. So your wife and young Jack, will they be going up, or that's something you've got to talk through?
No, not at this stage. They won't go up, Jars. You had the pleasure of meeting Shana yesterday.
Yep.
Down running, she's actually a nurse, so she's working 3 days a week. So at this stage, it's going to be too hard for her to come up, and her and Jack as well. And they have to go through the COVID testing as well, which isn't a pleasant thing. And we don't necessarily want to put Jack through that if we don't have to.
Yeah.
So they'll stay here for the time being. So we'll have a week here of sort of a mini pre-season, 2 weeks. On the Gold Coast, and hopefully after that, we're into it. And they might come up for a week or two, but if they then return to South Australia and change their rules, they'll have to isolate for 2 weeks here, so she won't be able to work for maybe a 4 or 5 week period, which just isn't doable at the moment. So a few hurdles to jump, but we'll get there.
Hey, Tom, we've been talking at the start of this program about, and for you, you know, a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, you must be hanging out to play some competitive football, but a lot of the fans out there are just saying, look, I'm completely over this. Do you understand that point of view as well?
Yeah, I think everyone just wants some normality in their life, and hopefully we can start to see restrictions lifted for everyone and everyone can get back to work as soon as possible. I'm sure everyone's in the same boat that it's really hard to stay at home all day, every day, and not have that outlet of going to work or going to see the boys at footy training or whatever else not. So the thing that I miss the most is the locker room and the banter and catching up with all the boys. So there's no doubt there's an element to that. And I think there's, particularly South Australia, they've done an outstanding job. They've only had, I think, one active case in the last 21, 22 days. And now, no active cases. It'd be nice to see some restrictions lifted and get back to some normality as soon as possible.
Thomas, a showdown in the Gold Coast. God, I didn't think I'd be alive to say that.
Yeah, well, it's probably looking that way, but they haven't released a draw yet, so they might hold off on the showdown. Obviously, there's going to be six teams up there, and they want us to play five games, but we've already played the Gold Coast in round one, so there's going to have to be another team that comes up there to play against us. So they might bring a couple of teams up to play against us and the Crows, and potentially Freo and West Coast, and hold those showdowns at derbies to a later date when we can play those games in our home state.
Tom, you were training with Robbie Gray yesterday down at the Henley Oval, and it was a pleasure to watch you two magnificent athletes running around. You gave Channel 9 the old finger, didn't you? So, nah, they were waiting for you to do, talk to them, and you fresh aired the journo from Channel 9.
It was an hour or two before the AFL were about to have a press conference, so there's not much I could update him on, but you were happy to talk to him.
No.
Oh, here we go.
Tommy, I was hiding behind the tree.
No. It just so happened that you finished your run as they were sort of trucking back to their van, and then you stopped and said, "Oh, do you want to talk? I'll give you a little tip if you want."
No.
I did not. Any publicity is good publicity for old Jazzy. Hey, what sort of form was he? Reckons he was absolutely sprinting these 100 metres.
Don't go there.
Oh, 100-100, he told us.
No, it's not.
He certainly didn't complete 100 of them.
You wouldn't let me have a kick with you.
Maybe 10-10s he completed.
Oh, 10-10s.
Tom. And then he goes, "Oh, can we do a bit of kick to advantage?" Yeah. And he goes, I'll lead out from full forward. The big barrel chest will come down and take a few grabs." I'm like, come on, Jars.
I'm not going to pass it, buddy.
Oh, he always loves getting amongst it. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us, mate. Sure what you're up to today, but always appreciate your time on a Saturday morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, buddy.
There you go, Tom Rockliffe.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, he's a good lad, isn't he?
Very,
a very, very good player. Old fashioned sort of player, isn't he, Jars?
Yeah, bow legged, runs like Johnny Wayne. You know, got a limp when he runs.
Dead Set Legend. Not wait for Jay Clark, Jay Z, coming up in the next hour. Dead Set Legends this morning. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman, and Greg Blewett.
At home with the legends.
Right, what's been happening at your household?
Well, the people that don't know, I've got two boys. I've got a daughter, of course. Taylor got two boys, Sam, 5, and Rory, 3.
Right.
Sam's had a bad week. Yesterday, he snapped a key off in the lock, so we had to get the locksmith out. But also, he spent a bit of time in the principal's office. So he's in reception. He spent a bit of time
in
the old... got the old...
Lovely.
Got the old... You used to come home with a note.
Yes.
And I used to chuck the note out before you got to the parents. But now you get the email.
Well, I used to get the cane. Get three on the backside back in the day.
Yeah, I got the Gillis cane Plains in High. Primary school up at Angaston Primary.
Ooh, yeah. Used to try and put a book down me duds.
He used to, our teacher, what was his name? Used to call it the musical countdown. So you'd get the bend over and used to get the dent, 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 dent on the bum and then the boom, boom on the calves. He used to finish off on each calf. Anyway, we've moved on from those times.
Right, so he's gone to the headmaster.
He's gone to the headmaster and he just decided at lunchtime he's having too much fun, so he didn't want to go to the toilet. So he decided just drop the old trolleys and behind
the
tree.
Playground out and went bang.
And then his mate decided to join in and so they were both having a little twinkle and that was it. So it was.
Did they get told off for that?
Well, yeah, of course you do. Because
they
were talking about, exposing the old bloody...
Well, he's not hurting anyone, is he?
Jolly...
If he needs to go, he needs to go.
That was his point. He goes, I needed to go.
So what happened? You had to go and see the headmaster?
It was just, he had to apologise to the teacher the next day. We just had made sure it was... but anyway, I wanted to also... A little incident during the week. Mm. Now, Catherine always... You guys have never met... But Catherine always goes, Jazz, I agree with everything.
She's
the
lovely,
biggest
Catherine.
Load of bollocks you've ever heard. Anyway, for some reason, she likes what... But I'd love to get your point of view on this, right? So during the week, the nights are freezing. No cloud cover, freezing cold. We get a little visit from Rory during the middle of the night. You know, comes down at 2 a.m. And we're like, mate, come on, give us a break. Yeah. So try and get him to sleep. He's wriggling around for half an hour. Mm. I go, babe, I'm taking him back to bed. So I take him back and I'm creeping up the stairs. I'm naked, by the way. I sleep. So it's freezing cold. Yeah. I'm like tiptoeing up the, put in the bed, caress his back, try and get him to sleep. tiptoe back down, and I'm coming into the bedroom, and I'm like, you know, you can just about sense the warmth, and I dive in, and I'm like, oh, how good's that?
Yeah.
And Catherine goes, oh, can you just shut the door a little bit more, please? Like, I'd left it open like a foot. You know, it needs to be,
Yeah.
And are you serious?
Oh, well, hang on.
Are you serious?
You're up.
I've done the, oh, mate. Oh,
you're up.
And she's in the warm.
Yeah.
And I've done it
You've
all.
You've got to look
and
after
I hadn't
your wife.
Closed the door quite
and
enough.
And did you do it or not? Did you whinge
about? I got back up.
Yep.
I got
naked.
But, mate, I was like.
Yep.
So angry. But anyway.
You were angry because you had to get back up and close the door a bit to make sure your wife has a good sleep.
Wouldn't you be?
I'd do anything for Max. I'll roll out of bed if I have to close the door a little bit. Hey, and you say you're naked? That pink body of yours is no muscle. It's just all bones, like
ripped.
The vultures have picked on it.
Jay Clark going
Who cares about Jay Clark?
I'm still imagining you rolling out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
And 10 legends this morning for CMI Toyota. You've got Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman, and Greg Blewett. And an encore performance of Bernie's Beef, which you can hear live and for the first time every Tuesday, normally at 5:45 at Triple M.
Country Living Homes. No matter your building needs or location, they can help build your dream.
Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
It's back again every Tuesday at 5:45. Families, get into your bunkers. Get into the bunkers and lock it up. He's on a mission, our young Byrne. What have you got for us, Byrne?
Well, made things move again last week. He clipped a couple of bikes from over there on the radio station, Billy Brownless, and he has responded to Jazz. We're going to have a bit of a listen about that bit later. But this week.
Yes, Bill.
And it's a big. Did you just call me Bill?
Yes, I did. Sorry, Byrne.
Don't make me make this about you. You're very careful that I'm very strong about this, so you just be careful.
All right,
it's about Victorian journalists and their lack of accountability around some of the shit that comes out of their mouth, Jars.
You
and
go,
especially
sister.
This week. In any other workplace, Jars, if you stuff things up this many times, you would not be there anymore, would you?
You wouldn't, Burn.
No. So it's obviously all around the Crows breach of the AFL isolation protocols, but some of the shit that I heard coming out of some of those Victorian journalists over there made me seriously stop and spew up on the street. I'm going to start with the great Shane Crawford. Here's what he had to say.
They're looking at suspensions, although they probably don't want to go down that track. But I'm tipping they're going to hand out massive fines. I'm not talking about $10,000 or $20,000. I'm talking $50,000 to $200,000 worth of fines because it's unacceptable.
Tipping, are you? I'm tipping it's time for you to get back on that PlayStation or Xbox. Whatever the shit you're doing with those players. Piss off, Croft.
Sarah.
Next, David King.
Oh, no.
I heard the discussion about maybe even draft picks. I mean, that really hurts. I mean, if you want to send a message, that's how to hurt them. If you want to send an even stronger message, you take away premiership points.
He heard discussions, did he? Well, I've had to have a bloody discussion with myself. I like you, Kingy, but after the discussion I had, I don't! I don't like you anymore!
See you,
right.
Kingy!
Third, bloody Robbo last night.
Robbo!
Listen to this.
I was floored when I read the penalties tonight. At worst, it's a cover-up. At best, it's lacking transparency. Stinks, mate. Got hair all over it, as usual.
Floored? That's where you belong. Do us all a favour and stay on the bloody floor. Right, next. Oh, my God. Oh, the only person in the whole of South Australia, Jars, the only person to get this wrong, and I am not surprised, was a skinny cricketer.
A fine, I'm
a
thinking.
A fine?
Yeah, $40,000 to $50,000 fine.
Well, that's still
so you lose a staff member.
That's a staff member then. So you want a staff member.
Someone a little bit more than $50,000.
So you're saying 50 grand?
I'd say 50 grand.
Well, another staff member gone.
No.
Jesus. You want to have no staff at the Adelaide Footy Club? That's fine. That's fine. They'll just play by themselves.
They'll fine 50.
Wow.
Blewett wants to go back to playing coaching days. They're going to have a captain coach player from the dead. Right.
I've got no idea.
I've saved the worst to last, Jazz. No. And you just sit down because you may fall off that chair.
Yes.
Ready? Caro.
Very happy day for the Adelaide Football Club, Sam, and a very embarrassing day for the AFL.
I'll tell you what's embarrassing, Caro. Being you and coming up with that shit arrow thing you do. Jazz, does arrow start with C?
No.
Well, why is it called Caro's Arrow? Piss that off. The beef is come for the arrow. It's walking all over it at the moment. So stop it.
Here he goes.
And the rest of you Victorian bloody people over there, take some accountability or I'll come for you too.
He's on the warpath.
Bernie's Beef, if you want to hear it live and for the first time, 5:45 every Tuesday with a rush hour. Andrew Drummond, Craig Blewett, Bernie Vince right now. Dead Set Legends and 104.7 Triple M. You're listening to the Dead Set Legends on Triple M for CMI Toyota. Pick up and drop off vehicle service now available. Bernie Vince, Andrew Drummond and Craig Blewett this morning on Triple M.
And Bernie didn't want to talk to us.
What do you mean?
I thought he was locked in for a chat with us.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's just turned his back on us.
What do you...
Well, what do you mean?
Was he meant to just ring through, was he, and just contribute 5 minutes and he's not able to do that?
No, not at all. God, he's changed, hasn't he?
Joke. Hey, now, just before we get to your, you got some mail on one of the local leagues. We've been, you were having a bit of a crack at me for getting the coffees today, right?
Well, you did, yeah.
And I'm calling you the biggest tight ass I've ever met.
I'm not.
Mate, you've got, you've had a...
All my mates will confirm that I'm as friendly and I throw money away.
You've had a bad year, mate, when it comes to...
Well, what do you mean, how?
Well, you remember when you held that corporate golf day up because you went back to the collector golf tee? You'd lost a plastic golf tee.
It was my favourite tee.
Worth $1.50.
No.
Yes.
No, don't bring
and
that up,
please.
And
then you stole from the company.
How?
Cab charges. You were... You stole.
Two. And I took out Adam from CMI Toyota and got three parts.
Lied to your boss and your work colleagues.
Is Matty still going on about that?
All to save, what, $20?
No. Our bosses encourage us, if we're taking clients out, grab a cab charge.
Which you never did.
And I always pay.
You went for a piss up at your...
With Adam from CMI Toyota. Great man.
Tidy pants jazz.
And if it's your favourite tee, if it's your favourite golf ball, or mate, your favourite glove,
don't,
and you drop it and lose it, you go back and find
it. Don't go there, mate. Don't go there. Now, what have you got on local leagues?
I'm offended. I'm offended. And who sent you all this information? I bet you I know he's done this.
No.
Matty O'Reilly,
who
does stuff all around this industry.
Around the industry.
Now, listen up. Very important news. Now, during the week, I dropped a bit of mail on the rush hour that one of the associations may cancel their season because of all these, you know, the guidelines and obviously what's been going on with the virus.
Mm.
And they're looking at a 9-round competition. This is grassroots footy, right? Right around our state. Now, the Great Southern Football League, they're going to continue on with the competition. They're going to
forging ahead. Yeah,
the Great Southern Football League have tentatively booked July 11 for a 9-round season plus finals.
Right.
The Great Southern Football League will make an announcement early next week.
Mm.
And the word is they may cancel their season.
Right.
All right. That's the Southern Football League.
Yep.
All right.
Which is mainly around the finances of getting the competition up and running and then without possibly getting crowds there and bar takings. And
there's other associations having meetings next week to discuss if they continue on.
Yep.
All right. I'm only just going by from what I get. Now, the SNFL have sent their training guidelines for local footy, right, Blue? And it's brutal.
Mm.
It's absolutely brutal. Only 30 players per session at training in groups of 10 plus one coach per group. Limited to one-third of the oval. No crossover or rotation.
Would most amateur teams have three coaches, Jars?
Oh, yeah, you would, because you've got your senior and your reserves coach and an assistant coach.
Amongst the grades, yep.
Burn, and Burn's just text me and I've lost it. honestly, Burn. Now,
what do you say?
No taping, massages, or trainers. This is the guidelines that have been handed down to the clubs. No use of change rooms, no spectators, no contact, and maintain social distancing. Coaches and club officials must complete COVID-19 training as a matter of urgency.
Right. Yep.
If any of these clubs breach this, an individual breach can face up to a $50,000 fine. And if the club does, it can face up to $250,000 fine.
$250,000.
What? No, I wonder some of the associations thinking, we'll just put a line through the comp.
Too scared.
There's a lot of stuff. So that's from a mate of mine who's just sent that through, and he's got intel all over the place. But these are the main restrictions for these leagues. How's that? Mm. No taping, no massaging or trainers. Clubs can't function if you can't have those people involved.
A lot to think about over the next week or so, isn't there?
For local league, absolutely. So some leagues will play. They'll play their nine rounds and some finals and get on with it. But you need crowds going through your football club.
Yeah, it's more complex than it sounds, isn't
absolutely.
It? Because lots of footy, the guys just want to get out there and play footy, get away from work and have a run around with your mates.
So stay tuned.
Mm. Can you read out Bernie's text?
Oh, hang on, I'll just find it here.
Come on.
Honestly. Bernie, so I text him. We're playing your beef now, buddy, and knowing that he was coming on to have a chat with us, right? Mm. Just to say hello to you, because he hasn't seen you.
And, yes.
And I said, oh dear, you don't want to chat to us then, do you, champ? Okay, stay in the country. Stay in the country and don't bother coming back. So I've texted that.
Yep.
At, ha, ha, ha. I said I can do it, but Jared thought I had something.
What do you mean?
I just want to go and have a chat. Can do it if you want. Now he's begging back to come back on.
No.
You're the captain.
No, he's
you want
done.
Him back
no,
on?
No, no, I don't.
You don't want Bernie on
no,
for chat?
No.
What? Why?
We're going
part
fine.
Of the team.
We are just going fine.
Yeah, no, we're moving forward.
This is good.
It's a moving beast that's moving forward, okay?
The captain has shut down Bernie Vince.
Overnight scoreboard next.
Love it.
Adam Kelly on the way. Jay Clark coming up soon. Dead Set Legends this morning. Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett, Andrew Jarman for CMI Toyota. Book a test drive at your home or your workplace today.
Let's talk to the general manager of the Adelaide Crows football program, Adam Kelly. Adam, thanks for your time on a Saturday morning. You'd normally be going for a marathon type run.
Well, not quite a marathon, but good morning, Jars and Bernie and Greg. It is a beautiful day out there. Might have to go out for a trundle at some stage.
Ah, nice work, mate. Now, how are the Brosses 16 going? How are they coping now that things have settled down? And when do they get back to their establishments?
Yeah, they'll come out of their self-quarantine on Tuesday. They've handled it really well. We've been really impressed with the way in which they've adapted to it all. It's obviously very restrictive for them, and they're certainly looking forward to coming out on Tuesday, and especially so that they'll be rejoining training, so they'll be excited to get out. But they're having as much fun as they can in isolation. They had a paper plane challenge yesterday.
Who won?
threw them off their balconies. Actually, Ben Hart showed why he's in the Hall of Fame. He threw a plane that travelled well out over the vines. I think everyone was suitably impressed.
I think it's just flew past us now, Adam.
Hey, Adam, just on Ben, how's he travelling? Obviously, he would have, you know, copped the 6-week suspension. How's he going now after a couple of days?
Yeah, look, for those of you who might know Ben, he's certainly had his thoughts have been very much with the club and the players, and that's the type of person he is. He didn't have a concern for himself. He was just worried about everyone else throughout all of that. He's accepted the situation and he knows that we're there to support him, and he's looking forward to getting back at the end of his suspension period, which now will be in the Gold Coast. But he's handled the situation really well.
Now, Adam, of course, you are heading to the Gold Coast, and by the sounds of it, the full playing list is going up. But how does, with, you know, Ben, how does that leave you with the staff going up there as well?
Yeah, well, you're right. All players will be going up onto the Gold Coast. So we'll have Ben absent for that initial period, and he'll miss, I think it's the first game that he's likely to miss. And we'll have to structure up our coaching group to accommodate for that. But we'll have Doc Clark, who'll travel up with the group, and Matthew Wright as well, who's the development coach for the forwards. So we're yet to finalise it, but we do have some other coaches who will be travelling up who might pick up Ben's line.
Senior coach Matty Nix, Adam, will he have every Crows player on our list available for selection for round two, all healthy and fit?
Yeah, we do have everyone healthy and fit, which is great. So looking forward to that. Tommy Duday, who's recovered from his ACL injury, so he should be available for selection. So that's one pleasing aspect, that we've got everyone fit and firing.
Hey, Adam, the news that came out during the week, of course, with the news that you had to go to the Gold Coast from the announcement from our government, did that, it hit me for six because, you know, from what I was hearing from our Premier, was he was in favour of the fly-in, fly-out. Were you surprised by that decision?
Well, we hadn't anticipated that we would be heading interstate for a return to play. So I guess we were hopeful that the fly-out, fly-in model was going to be adopted. But I guess with the decision of SA government or and as led by SA Health, it's almost like one of those situations where you just point to the scoreboard, and it's a pretty good scoreboard they're pointing to at the moment. There's no active cases, COVID-19 in South Australia. They've done a wonderful job, and really it's for football to be flexible through this, and that means we've got to go on in the state to start our games, and you know that's something we're really looking forward to. And I know everyone today, there's a bit of buzz amongst the group because footy's back and we're wrapped for that.
Adam, when will the team fly out? I have a reporter that next Monday they will fly out to the Gold Coast with the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Is that true?
That's where most likely we'll be departing on May the 24th in preparation for that contact training starting on May the 25th. So that's the most likely scenario.
Mate, all the best. As you said, it's not long now, and the boys will get organised. And some of the boys take their families with them up to the Gold Coast, and knowing that they'll have to be tested, their children and their wives and partners.
Initially, the plan, I think, for most, having spoken to most with families, will be that we'll get up there for a few weeks, get a lay of the land, and assess the appropriateness of the facilities and the accommodation provision before making any decisions about whether families would come up.
Hey, Adam, we'll let you go, mate, but we really appreciate your time on a Saturday morning. You're an extremely busy man, so thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, gents. Have a good day.
There you go, Adam Kelly.
Roads, radars and burst water mains. Triple M Adelaide.
Donate your empties in the Tinnies for Vinnie's bin at participating Recycle SA outlets and help those in need.
Dead Set Legends at Triple M. Hang in there. Next 10 or 15 minutes, going to give you details on how you can win $10,000 this morning at Triple M.
Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL Newsbreaker. What up, GC? Jay Clark.
Oh, good morning to you, young man. How you been?
Hello, boys. Great to hear you. It's been a lively show so far, it's fair to say, from you fine gentlemen.
No, it's been a busy week for the AFL, but at least we know when we're going to start playing some football. Now, the hubs, what does that mean for their players, partners and children?
Right, this is the real tricky detail, isn't it? Because we know the AFL players are going to have to live like hermits, let's be honest, for the next 5 months. They'll be assessed by the AFL and these compliance officers. Now, where people are sort of squirming in their seats, it's fair to say, how does it affect their partners and girlfriends are okay because they're sort of more regular. Mm. But what about if sort of the player has got a newish sort of a friend who may swing by occasionally, not necessarily on the books, so to speak. That is going to be quite difficult because the AFL will want to make it absolutely clear that your close family and friends who may even have to be tested are okay, but any sort of casual drop-ins from your mates or others, etc., is going to be frowned upon. So common sense is going to have to apply there. The AFL will try and do it. It's due diligence, but you wouldn't want to be the player who stuffed up here, who brought coronavirus into the team, into the AFL environment. If they do the wrong thing, I mean, it could be a season-long ban for that player. It also could be a long winter for some of the players. Let's be honest, if they're going to have to maintain a very straight and narrow sort of lifestyle, they won't be allowed out to any sort of pub or even, you know, question marks on cafes and any of that stuff. It really is going to be tight restrictions and protocols around these players. I mean, for the ones in Melbourne, you almost wonder whether you would rather be, in a sense, if you didn't have family, of course, one of the Adelaide clubs, who's or West Coast or Perth clubs, living in the Gold Coast hub, because then at least in that safe community, you can mix with all the players. You might be able to go have a hit of golf. You might be able to, you know, frequent the resort cafe and restaurant, etc. I almost think that inside that hub, it could be a little bit less restrictive than what it will be in Melbourne for the Melbourne guys. And yeah, there will be definitely some tough conversations had around flatmates and the restrictions on how they will have to live their lives just to be able to live with someone, so you don't pass any infection or the threat of infection onto the AFL players.
So it's what you're saying, Jay, is it's the poor old Victorian clubs again, and the clubs heading to the Gold Coast of it's favouring them, is it?
Well, hasn't that been a sensitive topic throughout the week? Well, I mean, you just think it is going to be difficult for the Melbourne guys, because they're just going to have to be so low key. At least the ones that sit up there in the Gold Coast, you're going to be able to wander around a little bit, mix with the players, because you're all in that safe hub. So I don't want to hear too much complaining from Koshy and those sort of types over there. Enjoy that warm weather up there for a little bit. But families obviously permitted, and this is a serious question, Bluey and Jars. Would you want your family there if you had a couple of young kids, etc., in the hub with you?
Well, you would, but I've done it myself, Jay. I've had one or two, you know, babies in a hotel room, and it is very, very hard. Very hard. Yep. There's just nowhere to go, you know, especially over night time. So it is really tough, mate. What about, so the Crow sanctions, that obviously went down pretty well over in Melbourne?
None that other clubs have done it. Other clubs have breached it, and they didn't get caught.
No names, Jazz. Mate, you're taking these pot shots over the bow. I want some identification, please.
Oh, mate. The AFL know who the clubs are. Don't worry, young man.
They know who they are.
Yes, they are.
There has been some spotting of some Melbourne players who maybe got a little bit close to each other. It's a Gosh's paddock. But it was quite clearly a very lenient sentence. Mm. We said that there was expectation of a strong fine. I think the industry has reacted accordingly, that they did get off a little bit lightly. They can thank their lucky stars, clearly. But the next club or player who breaches any of these protocols is looking at serious penalties. I mean, even the threat of deregistration, that's obviously a massive one. But that will be, that is a very long stick. I think in terms of the fixture perspective, and that'll be released in the next 10 days, I mean, is there a positive in it for Adelaide and Port Adelaide in not having to do the trip west to take on West Coast and Fremantle at home? We know, well, certainly from a Melbourne perspective,
it's a positive. Absolutely it is.
Yeah, and Port Adelaide being in the window, I think. I wonder whether they can be a real beneficiary here, because if you can knock off Freo and West Coast up there without having to play them in their own fortress, you know, they're
good enough
to beat Brisbane. Exactly. They play Gold Coast round one, but I just wonder, my eyes are fixed to Port Adelaide and whether they can make the most of this situation.
Mm. Good on you, Jay. Have a great weekend, mate. Speak next week.
Take it easy, boys.
You've got to love your music.
Jars, of course, is Andrew Jarman with Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett this morning. Your Dead Set Legends on 104.7 Triple M. Now, we've got a thing, a brand new competition that we started a couple of weeks ago. You know how we've got, up until a few weeks ago, everyone was in quarantine. We've got, thanks to Ream, the Triple M's Talentine. So it rhymes with quarantine here. So basically the idea is you show us your hidden talents for a chance to have a share in $10,000.
Pretty good.
Yeah, so you can film yourself, get a mate to film yourself doing something, which, I mean, it could be a genuine talent, or it could be...
You can juggle, you can do great impersonations.
Yes. Greg Blewett. Well, Matty Nix here, and lovely to be here on Dead Set Legends. Just about head off to the Gold Coast. And poor old Benny Hart won't be with us. He's a nice bloke.
But, he's whacked him again.
6 weeks for Benny.
Yeah, Adam Blewett
Kelly,
there.
Adam Kelly on the...
Righto, Nixie.
That's brilliant.
He can't help him now.
He's very good.
Hey, did you get my daughter's... video?
Which one? Riley or
Riley? Something? Riley Jarman did one. She sent one through. Have we got it or not?
I haven't got it.
She did one during the week.
No, I haven't got it.
Where's Jared? Come here.
No, just hands up.
No, get
he's,
in here.
He's,
Jared,
he's giving you the I don't know emoji sign.
Well, Riley asked, I said, you just put it through, and because Dad's got nothing to do with this.
So did she go to the Triple M webpage, triplem.com.au?
Did you get my daughter's, Riley?
No,
she did a very good one.
This is below my pay grade, man. I don't want to look at the entries.
You, she didn't. She said she sent
it through.
Oh, she
might have been in there. You've got to take it up with Johnny. He's filtering them.
Oh.
We did get one from Amanda from Brompton. Have a listen to this. Amanda obviously got through at triplem.com.au. She's playing the flute. with her nostril, her nose. Check this out.
Very good.
Now, you're looking at the video at the moment. She's wearing for some reason, dark glasses. Doesn't want to be recognised.
No, she's good. Playing it through her right nostril.
That'd be the equivalent of having one of those COVID-19 tests where they stick it right up. But it is. It's
with a flu.
Well, no flu or corona there. No blockages of the...
Very talented. So she's in the mix.
She's in the mix. And look, even... how about this? Riley can't get through. Chick, who plays the flute through her nose, can get through. And Emma G's got through as well.
In a time of social isolation, broadcasting a radio station's challenging but interesting to do.
Well done, Em.
Just sports his bathrobe each morning. This COVID won't stop him performing. MPs Limo, Tex and Gleeso joined in too.
Well done.
Bernie Vince, he lost his son. That's Harvey one, Bernie Nunn. These early morning starts can get to you. In this crazy time, much needed laughs. What a team, Bernie and Jars. Corona won't stop Triple M, so we'll keep bringing the goods to you.
Yeah, what on Emma G.
She's on the little banjo there.
Yeah, she's a little superstar.
Nice.
Yeah, so look, Emma can't win, but if you're listening right now, you can. You can have a share of $10,000. Ream and Triple M's talent team, show us your hidden talents. Go to the win page at triplem.com.au. Should point out, you are listening to the Dead Set Legends right now. Right. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Craig Blood, and we're doing it for CMI Toyota. Right now, of course, Bernie Vince's Australian Coin Flip League.
No, we're not doing it. No, we're not playing that. He does it on the rush hour. No, I'm canning it.
You canned it?
Yep. No way. There's
what, is
no
this a
way.
Bit of a way that
he's,
to...
The way he's meant to do two... He was going to... Last night when we finished the show, we said, great stuff, had a good week.
Yep.
You're right for tomorrow. Yeah. I'll do two chats with you. Yeah, I'm up and about. I want to whack Blewett, old skinny lips. I want to give him a clip. Okay, done. We try and get him on this morning? Nah,
donuts.
Not interested.
Donuts.
You said that's it, he's done.
Yeah. No,
all right.
So we're not going to do it.
No.
Okay. Nah, bad luck. Good. Sorry, Byrne. If you want to play those silly games, that's the price you pay. Can I talk to you about Shane Watson's blueprint to get BBL sexy again?
Yep.
And get your professional thoughts as you are our wonderful cricketer.
Yep.
The last 2 years, Big Bash has lost its way and it's been too long. Yeah? The last 2 years. Would that be fair?
Yep.
All right, from an outsider. This is what he's recommended, the great Shane Watson. Reduce the length of the season. What's ideal?
Which they are doing.
All right, to what?
I don't know whether he means, though, the reduction in games or just reduction
in the season.
Weeks.
Yeah, it's the weeks.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, they are working on that.
To what?
To reduce it. To finish it on Australia Day.
Nice.
Australia Day long weekend.
Overseas players allow four instead of two.
Too many. Way too many.
No.
I disagree with that. We need two quality overseas players.
Not four.
Not four.
This is his recommendation.
And if you get four, then you get two of those that would be the same as our local players, and you're doing our local players out of the job.
I like it. Nice. So that's a no for you. All matches to be played at our main venues.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, another tick. So you're happy with Shane Watson?
Yep.
On-field interviews to be banned.
No. Well, I disagree with that.
I don't want to hear the umpires in AFL footy. They should shut that down.
Yeah, but...
So you like the players to interact?
I like having a player mic'd up so you can go to the captain and go, well, you know, why'd you bring him on?
Yep.
Get a bit of a feel for how the game's progressing. So I actually don't mind that.
All right.
I think the main thing, though, the crux of it is, Jars...
Mm.
We need to get more Australian players playing in the Big Bash.
Nice.
So you've got to free up Warner, Smith, Stark, Paddy Cummins, Josh Hazlewood. Get the cricket right. Mm-hmm. Get the cricket to the appropriate level, and it sells itself.
Right.
That's the main thing. Yeah. You get the quality of the competition, and that is the guts of it.
Mm.
So, you know, you can do your fancy stuff and, you know.
Do we need to add a couple more teams into the comp?
No.
No, man, you're just throwing stuff out there.
No.
Don't.
Get the quality of play right
and then get the fixture right.
Yep.
And we're back to getting some real
exactly.
good.
Exactly. Just like my golf this afternoon, Jars.
Oh! All right. Have a great weekend, family. Yep.
Saturday Rub is coming up next. Thank you, Dead Set Legends. Bernie Vince, not here. Andrew Jarman and Craig Blewett.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.